Now, how far would you go to find out about your favourite author? We sent Natalie Barris to Loddon Hall near Reading to find out all about Enid Blyton, who's one of her favourite authors. Little did Nat know that there was someone there who'd travelled just a little bit further.
I've come from Bangladesh at the first place. Took me 12 hours.
So I've come an hour, you've come 12 hours on a plane from Bangladesh. How popular is Enid Blyton in Bangladesh?
It actually varies according to the age. I haven't seen much people of my age reading the books. I have seen 7-year-olds reading them quite a lot, and I haven't seen any adults at all.
You're 12 and a half. When did you start reading Enid Blyton books? Can you remember the first one?
Yeah, I was 10. The book, I think, was Mystery of the Strange Messages.
Why is she so popular? What is it you love about her so much?
What I really like about the books is that we get a carefree feeling. Everything is so nice, and we never feel restricted to one thought. We can go about wherever we want in the world, and we can imagine ourselves so properly through the descriptions. I feel as if I'm there myself.
How similar is the world that Enid Blyton describes to the world that you knew when you were growing up in Bangladesh?
It's very different. It was a great surprise to me to find out that people can travel alone at so young an age, and it's generally inspired me to try and travel myself.
Wow! And so you booked your ticket. You flew on your own?
Yeah, on my own.
That's very famous five, I have to tell you. Enid Blyton is one of my most favourite all-time authors, and I have read certainly all the famous five books, Secret Seven, Wishing Chair, Faraway Tree. Barbara, you were Enid's biographer. How many books of hers did you have to read?
Well, I didn't have to read all of them. There were rather a lot. But I read a selection, very much, certainly of all her major series.
Tell me what a biographer has to do and what it involves.
I always begin at the very beginning, and I try to research every 5 years or so. So I start at the very beginning, up to the age of five or so, and go on from there, try and meet all the people who are still alive, who knew her at that time, or could tell me something about her. And of course, meet the family, which was Imogen and Gillian.
Imogen and Gillian are her two daughters, and I'm very honoured to meet Imogen today. Imo, did you and your sister Gillian, did you ever get immortalised in any of the books?
I always believed that I was the very rude little girl in a story that she wrote when I was about 6 or 7.
And why do you think that, Imo?
It's just something about the story which made me feel that I had been there before.
Really? Have you got a favourite character that she created?
I think I immediately think of the Famous Five and George. And when I was at school, I was a very bad child, a very difficult child. And I remember thinking that George always scowled. So I scowled. And somebody once said to me, "Stop scowling."
When you were younger, did you have a pet dog?
We had several, but they actually always lived in a kennel. So they were sort of brought out when there was a photographer.
Yes. So you didn't have, like, the Famous Five had Timmy, which I always used to love. You didn't have, like, a Timmy dog that would be with you all the time, sleeping in your bed?
I'm afraid not.
She was British. They were published in Great Britain, in the UK. They've also been published all across the world, and I've got a copy of Noddy in French, and he's not called Noddy, he's called Wee Wee.
That's right, Petty Wee Wee.
Which sounds a bit rude.
I know. I don't think the French notice it.
Because Wee Wee means yes, yes, doesn't it? So he's a very positive little chap.
Exactly, yeah. But I think it's a Noddy, you see, Wee Wee, yes, yes.
Imogen, what makes the book so readable? Why do people love them so much?
I think because she lives them as she writes them is one thing that makes them so easy to absorb. And then otherwise, it's all the things that people say, a beginning, middle, and an end, and the wonderful adventures without the adults. We were never allowed out without the adults, by the way.
I was going to say, did your childhood have any kind of similarity to these growing up in the books?
No, and neither did Enid's. It's what would be ideal.